Guten Erev Shabbos. I have a shtickle congestion, so I bet I wasn't going to speak bichlal, but Parshas Yisro, wie kann man sagen, gar nicht. So we'll talk a little bit, mamish, about the first part of the parsha. Vayishma Yisro, koyin midyon, choysin Moshe, is kol asher oso lehim l'moshe l'yisrael am k'yetzi Hashem es Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. So obviously, the Torah is bringing out that Yisrael had something different than everybody else. The entire world heard what happened to Klal Yisrael. Kol meimei sheba'olam nifku. There was a kriyas yamsuf, an element of kriyas yamsuf that was felt in the entire world. In the Shira, shamu am yugazun. So Rashi brings down the famous Chazal, Mashmu Shamoba. What made him come? L'chayr, what Rashi means is like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's how I always used to say, by Parshas Yisroi, he said, you can only say this in Yiddish. He says, Miken Herem, or Miken Der Herem. Right? You could hear, and then you could understand what you're hearing. It's not just you're hearing. You're internalizing, you're absorbing. Yisrael heard something different. So you would think, Chazal would then tell us, so what happened? So what taka did he hear? And then L'chayr Chazal tell us what everybody heard. Heard Kris Yamsuf Melchamas Amalek. Kris Yamsuf Zicha, everybody heard. And Amalek Mistama was also, all the mainstream media knew about it. Yeah, there were no big soides. There were no secrets. You're waiting for Rashi to tell you a secret, right? There's no secrets. Whatever Yisrael heard, everybody heard. Kris Yamsuf Zicha, everybody heard. So what's Tutsachto? So there's a whole array of Torah, from the Bali Musa, Bali Machshava, they all go with one approach, Pochos or Yoser. It really, I already saw this years ago in the Ksav Sofer, that what's hinted here is that what he took from Amalek was the fact that this was able to happen. How is it Shaykh, the Klal Yisrael, if the everything they saw, the ganze Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, with Kriyas Yamsuf, and then Amalek comes. Amalek didn't come as Tamid the Veltarin. Amalek came. Hayesh Hashem b'kabeinu amayin. So Yisrael zok the Ksav Sofer. Achar shero anisim b'mitzrayim b'asar makris. Adayinu yuktane yamon ad Kriyas Yamsuf. V'afilu achar kol zeh. Even after all of this, omu hayesh Hashem b'kabeinu amayin. They still had doubts. Amalek came, not just they came. They came because we had doubts. Then Cain go, ki heimenim aminim. He says, hey, Bazei, how could it be? He had to come. Right? So again, the Ksav Sofer is putting the emphasis on Klal Yisrael. That Yisrael observed Klal Yisrael going, finally, see if the seeing everything, finally getting clarity and still having doubt, progressing. We call it regressing. Right? They regressed. I definitely have to do something. That's how Chazal, that's how the Ksav Sofer understands. The other, the Chaim Shulevitz, the Billy Olapian, the Alter von der Waldeck, and the whole array of Chachomim, they understood it a little different than the Ksav Sofer. That he wasn't looking at Klal Yisrael. He was looking at Amalek. Haytochen. That the whole world saw this, what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. And Amalek still had the audacity, the chutzpah. So you see that, you could see, and you could still fall into a trap. So basically the lekach of Amalek was from Amalek. How low they stooped. That's the as they versteht the Bali Hamusa. But either way, they're learning the yachsus between the Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechamas Hamolek, the contrast between the two. Lamaise, if you look at Medrash Tanchuma seems to say that Yisroel heard something different than everybody else. Yitaka heard something different. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Vayishma Yisroel, Yesh Shomea Mafsid, VeYesh Shomea Veniska." The Medrash Tanchuma seems to be learning the same thing. They heard the same thing. It's not that he heard something different, but he was Niska. And again, the Medrash goes on to bring dugmois. And the same thing over here, everybody heard, but Yisroel benefited from that Shmuel. So what does that mean? What is the taich? Yisroel turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he right away, first of all, starts giving advice. Now, one of the standard advice that I always give in-laws is Mishlech Nishtarai. That's the best advice. Don't mix in. I never see mixing and being successful. Mishlech Nishtarai. Schweig. Siog Achoch Mashtike. Right? Yisroel is Mamisha. Agrinel Shebegrinels. Right? There's nobody more foreign than Yisroel. It's Kohen Midyon. His experience is a galach. That's he's an experienced galach. His resume is experienced galach. Right? He comes now. He's a Talmud Shebe Talmidim. When Efang Tung Lach Gebnezes. Tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Fahimi Mochros. Mamish the next day. He's not talking about he came for a week. And he went to Daf Yomi for a shiur and for a week, and now he knows up is something they're holding in Sanhedrin. So he picked up some Sanhedrin Torah. He was raw. He didn't even learn the Daf Yomi Sanhedrin yet. Gornished. Not even Stefanski. He didn't even go to the first, you know, the pictures with everything. Nothing. He didn't even start. He's already telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayar Choysen Moshe. Schweig! Keep quiet! He sees. Vayomer! But you see from Chazal, you see from the Torah Akdosh, that Yisroel was right. Yitaka was right. Right? But how did he have the audacity? This is the God Lador. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's giving him advice. And very elementary advice. We think Moshe Rabbeinu was a fool. Comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells him, Loi toiv ma'ashato isalom ma'azeh. The whole conversation sounds modern. There's no question, no answer. Loi toiv ma'adu ha'kolom nitzav alecho. V'ayem Moshe l'choiz na'ki yavay elam l'dor sholi. What's Yisrael's question? What's Moshe's answer? It's all missing. So here again, everybody tells the chandis. There's some chap terrorists. The Torah Tmimah is a chap. In the Sefer Tosef is Bracha. Torah Tmimah has a chap. His chap is, the Gemara says in the Dorim, that if you have it in Torah, in a city, about something in the city, all the Dayone Eir are posel. Right? So in other words, if my shul had it in Torah about someone with a contractor, right, somebody made a table or made a or painted the building, or and they had it in Torah, I can't pass it. I'm the Gebedah. I'm part of the shul. You need to get somebody outside. So Zokt the Ksav Sofer, what were all the Dintoras? Zokt the Medrash, what were all these Dintoras? So many Dintoras. So one pshat in the Medrash is that the Erev Rav, they came with a Dintorah. Because Klai Yisrael took the Bizas Hayam, and every one of the Erev Rav who had a mishpacha by the Yam said, I'm a Yerush. I inherited. I get. Right? So that's why it says, Ki Yovei Elai Ha'om. Ha'am ze erev rav. So all the dinei Torah edepis were connected to the Bizas Hayam. So the Tosefos Brocha, the Torah Tumima wants to say a chap. Yisrael yes Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you alone? Yeah, it could be 100 bote dinim. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, nay. Kiyova ele ha'om l'rosh. This is a din Torah with the erev rav. This is negeya to Bizas Hayam. There's only one dying that's not negeya. Me, I didn't take from the Bizas. I'm the only one kosher. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to Yisrael. Ki yova elam lidosh. They're coming to me, the Erev Rav, the Din Torah, the Nidin is about the Biza. I'm the only one that's kosher. Ul dayone ha'ir ha'psulim lodun al dvorim shalois ha'ir. So I'm the only one kosher. That's a chab. Versteh sich das nicht poshe pshat. That's a chab. Besides that, l'chayre b'pshutoi, that would be one din Torah. There wasn't a separate nidin on each one. There wouldn't be a separate din Torah. It's a conceptual din Torah. I mean, the answer to that, the Medrash says what the answer was. That was schar pula. That we, Mitzrayim owed us for all the years that we worked there. Whatever the answer is, it's one answer. It's not one answer for Muhammad and another answer for Alisi and another answer for Sisi. It's one answer for everybody. It's nishtapsa. But anyway, doesn't ish pshutei shel mikra. Right? Avada doesn't ish pshutei shel mikra. So what is pshat? So the Ksav Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisrael's time on Moshe Rabbeinu was, why are you, it's even not right for the people. The people, everybody's here all day and all night. Give a psak and let them leave. The lashon of Yisrael is Madu ato yeshiv levadecha v'chol ha'om nitzav alecha ben apoy kanot. Meaning, stop. A person has a shayla. Answer the shayla. Let him get out of here. What's this chol ha'om nitzav alecha? Rashi also seems to say that what you're doing to om Madu ato yeshiv zok Rashi, you're mezalzel ba'om kil. That they're hanging around by the Bezdin the whole day. So the Ksav Sofer says, Moshe Rabbeinu answered the question. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're making a mistake. You think that I just paskin shaylos. You're making a mistake. That's not what I do. Zok the Ksav Sofer, ki yovay elom lilo shalikim vaydati lohem chukei v'tzorech lohoven arichas v'kefel aloshem v'ayim b'ramban. He says, Yoda Yisrael ki om lovay lishpoit v'lod mutnei Moshe. Tomua bein of shekulam nitzavim olav and apayka alo. Ulacha shadon bein ish l'chaveri yichodim leilich l'beisam. Moshe went out of Bezdin where everybody was hanging around there. Zogt el, he thought Moshe orchestrated that. Zogt el, al zeh heishiv Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki yovay elay om lidroi shalikim pirush rashi l'mitva ulfan. To learn. They're not coming here just to get a psak. I'm stelling avek the people here. I'm establishing them. I'm teaching them. It's a base medrash. It's not a court. It's a base medrash. And mainly they're here. Ubemis, he says, Lo yovik sam, Elayin shed loy don stam, chayev izakai. He says, Norvos. Omdu v'shamu kula me'er v'albeke k'day l'shmoya v'lilmoid. V'irviach p'ze Moshe Rabbeinu sh'loi ragdon v'shofat p'nish l'reyehu. Elulimeid chukei olikim v'zeroysa. So the Ksav Sofer makes it so gewaltig that what's his first time? L'chor Moshe Rabbeinu d'chkirech. Chazal tell us Yisrael was right. Moshe gave a great answer. If that was his question, Moshe said, basically Moshe said, I'm the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. It's not Stamad and Torah. I'm a Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. That was his answer. So he gave a good answer. Vosfeld. So I'll tell you, Machshove that I had could be, I was talking, I was giving a shiur in the shul on Tu B'Shvat. So I was talking to them, Taka, what is there? Shmuel Shama, that the Tanchuma says that he was Hizkir. Yes, Yeshemea Umafsid, for Yeshemea Veniska. What was the pshat? So I told him a new deher hit me in the hesber in this idea. That's like this. The emes is that when a person sees something, when a person gets a hisrakshus, right? So I learned from Rav Brevda Zecher Tzadik Livracha many years ago, of Musa Haskell that stayed with me forever. He was giving Musa to the Olam about whenever you hear a maisa of a gadol, shtel zatzu to it. Right? People love being wowed by a story. What a story. Amazing. That person was amazing. You almost use the story as a ptur. You use the story, oh, that story, that person is so amazing, I have no shaykhis to that person. The story almost becomes the opposite of an inspiration. You're inspired that person was an amazing person. And you use the inspiration as a separation. As a separation. I remember when it hit me when I was growing up. For years I used to look at my parents and go, psh, psh, psh. That was the Gantz of Mice. Then when I got a little older, I was already in Beis Medrash, I said, my whole mahalach is wrong. Every day I should try to take something from my father. So I can't be like him. Like I could do something. I don't have to just walk around saying, psh, my father. I could do something. I can't be him. I could be something. I could take a nekudah. That's the job. What people normally do is they get inspired, and instead of making the inspiration, makabel something, fuck out. So Rav Brevda Zatzal said, he said, I was in somebody's house. He says, and I learned from them why the formula that the Chazon Ish gave didn't work. He says, they asked the Chazon Ish years ago, how do we make, what's the segula for the next generation? Chazon Ish said, medav zei ibr, you have to give them over the Messiah of what was before. You have to say stories. You have to give them a tam of what the dar kodem had, and that's mechazik the next dar. So Rav Brevda said, and again, I heard this from Rav Brevda. I think Tovshin Lamed Vov. That's a long time ago. Okay, that's 1976. It's a long time ago, right? Most of you weren't even. I don't know. I don't even know where you were. Maybe Laz Gilgul. But I remembered Mamish like yesterday because it made a tremendous roishim on me. So he said then, because then they were starting to put out English books. And, I mean, now forget about it. Now it's like a speck. But there was already then biographies. It was starting. So Lamaisa, he said, Echfashtenish, Mata Zeifel Bicher. He had this, American English, Yiddish. A Zeifel Bicher, so many books. And I don't see it. I don't see the Chazon Ish's Eitzah. He was a big makorv to the Chazon Ish. He says, I don't see that the Chazon Ish's Eitzah is working. It's a migishtert. He says, I didn't understand. He says, but Friday night, I was in a person's house. I was a guest there. He says, and I understood everything. In that house, the minig was that if the kiddush, the wife takes out a book of a gadol and reads a story. So right away he made an asik out of that. That's when you read the story. Kiddush b'makom suda. He made his whole. Which is gefelch. The Ginas Rodham says you have 72 minutes for Kiddush b'makom suda. But you could say a story. It's nish gefelch. But that wasn't the main point that I got. He said, so the lady read the story from Chofetz Chaim, an amazing story. And then she went, what an amazing man. She closed the book. Let's wash. So he said, Das ist die ganze Meise. He says, the Chazon Ish meant, also wie steht in Rambam. Chayiv adam loyma amosa yegiu meise ila meise avoisai. Chazon Ish meant to say a story, read a story, and then say, okay, what could we do? What could we do? How could we be a shtickle doyma? That's what the Chazon Ish meant. What do? We read the book before the meal. close the book. Amazing man. What do we do? Let's watch. Beef jerky. Beef jerky or sushi. Whatever. We don't know what will come first. Tosidos. He said, Memele Vaksmish for them. If the Ganser Zach is a Sipur, and he said, wow, he was an amazing man. Let's watch. It was such a powerful statement that to me it stays till today. It made a roshim on me. As Mizetan Adam Goru, one of the things that people like to do is they go, yeah, you know, what an amazing man. When you do that, it's like the stipler Zatzal, when he was nifting, Rav Shach was maspered the stipler. And Rav Shach said, they were saying maises of the stipler, maises, maises, maises. He said, that's misatzel bespey de shochach. You hear what Rav Shach said? He says, by Yeshua Benun, what does it say by Yeshua Benun? It says Yeshua Benun was by. It says that on them, gosh, ahal horgon. The Gemara says in Shabbos because they were misatzel, they were lazy. Posh, you learn lazy. But they didn't give a hespit. They didn't give him a hespit. He says, "Women didn't give him a hespit." He says, "We know hemidu chama al kivroi." Rav Shach said this mice. Hemidu chama al kivroi. They put a chama on his kaver. And Chazal tells us, anybody who went by the caver said, Chaval al da'abdin. Chaval, we lost this man who was stopped the sun. Sochter of Shach is Hazel. They gave such a hespit that it was like an art scroll book. It was an ongoing art scroll book. You know, they put in, by the Goyim, they have these matzevis that talk. I'm serious. They started this a couple of years ago. You go to the Matzeva, it gives you a Vostavanom no Develta. It gives you a whole biography of the person that's buried there. I'm not being Megazim. They have such stones. You go there. So Yeshua ben Nun Lahavdol, he had a Mamish, he had Zong Chazal. Anybody went to the cave or said, Chaval. Chaval what we lost. So if this was Rav Shach's, when he was masped on the stipler, he said, Mizokta ben Mises from the stipler. Nisim, Moifsim. That's Misatzel Bespeide Shalchach. Misatzel Bespeide. If you look at the Yalkut Shemoni, Rav Shach brought down the Yalkut Shemoni says that when Yeshua ben Nun stopped the sun, how did he stop the sun? What is it? Stop, sun, stop. Shem. Azishtay Impossum, right? No, the Yalkut Shemoni says Yeshua ben Nun told the sun to stop. The sun said, I can't stop. Because the sun, as it moves, it's giving Shira. It says, I can't stop saying Shira. The way the sun gives Shira is by moving. It's movement. So Yeshua ben Nun said, I'll give the Shira. And he gave the Shira Zacham. The sun stopped. Rav Shach said, the Hesper on Yeshua ben Nun is Nish given the Moifes. It was the Torah of Yeshua ben Nun. It was Yeshua ben Nun's Torah. The sun was a side thing. He said, when your hesped is the story, you're being misatzel because you're separating yourself from the person. Saying, wow, they did miracles. What are you supposed to learn from that? How do you do miracles? Let's try to stop the sun. What do you walk away from such a hesped? Wow, he stopped the sun. How do you walk away from such a hesped? There's only one way to walk away from such a hesped. Wow. Nobody liked that anymore. What does that do? That's a way of giving a hesped and you doing nothing. So if Shach touched up like only he could touch up a chazal, that means deep down you're lazy. Yeah, you could talk all day about sun stories. But what are you doing? It's the gomnisht. It's a story. It's amazing. It does. A very powerful Yisrael. He said, the stipler, midavom, the Torah from the stipler. The Yerushamayim of the stipler. You're talking about the stories of the stipler. Moifsim, this chair, that chair, you sit over there, you'll have a good delivery. Mises, what do you learn from that? This chair doesn't work. If any pregnant lady sits in this chair, it doesn't help her at all. It's garnished. But I could learn from the stipler. I could be mimicking a sugya like the stipler. That I could do. not like the stipler, but on my level. But if I take away from the stipler that he had a magic chair, what am I supposed to do with the magic chair? Nothing. I just go, wow. Wow is not, there's nothing. Wow. Wow is nothing. That's a shemeya umafsid. That's ye shemeya umafsid. Shemeya umafsid literally means the inspiration alone makes you lose. Wow. Amazing. No shaykhs to me. Shemeya umafsid. Shemeya umafsid. Amalek. What did Amalek do? Chazal tell us that Amalek went in one day a mahalach that was humanly impossible to do. They got so inspired from the Kriyas Yamsuf. What was their inspiration? They went to fight Klal Yisrael. And what did they do? They did more than, they went to Mahalach Yom Echad Yosemi Shishim Yom Yosemi May Sheish Meir. There's different shiurim how far Amalek went. Amalek was unbelievably successful be'etzem in a negative way. And Taka, Kirer Sambatya. Amalek, we focus on the nace. Amalek had a miraculous koyach hara. Till today, ain kizay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalem ad sheyimach zari shel Amalek. Meseches Megillah is brought down. Every kriyas HaTorah needs at least 10 psukim. The only kriya we have the whole year, 9 psukim, is Purim. Parshas Amalek. Right? And the Bishalach. What's the pshat in them? Because the reason why we read 10 psukim really only need 9. Three psukim for each aliyah. Why 10? The Gemara says in Megillah, Keneged asor ha-mamor shenev goyilom. Keneged asor ha-mamor shenev goyilom. Since ain kisei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem ad sheyimach zari shel Amalek, it's felt. So the Kriya alone shows us it's felt in the asor ha-mamor. Ain kisei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem. Amalek was unbelievably successful in a negative way. Miraculous. Miraculous. So Mamish Amalek was a Shemeya Umafsid. When the Gansa Maisik Kriyas Yamsuf happened, and we saw the godless of Klal Yisrael, one way to look at it is, Chom Nishkin Shaychas to them. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. I have no Shaychas. What's my Shaychas? No Shaychas. The other way to look at it is to say, Ich kenne dich ja. Ich kenne dich anchappen. I can hop onto it. I can hop onto something. Amalek tak hopped onto something. And Lamai said they were unbelievably negatively successful. Hat Yisrael gesagt, I could be a Shemei von Iskau. Ich kenne dich a Piston. I saw from Amalek that with the strength of an inspiration. Granted, they used it in Gehenim. It took them to Gehenim Arayim. But I saw the Koyach. I saw Kriyas Yamsuf as Ishtama Maise. Can I piston with them? You could take the story of Kriyas Yamsuf. You could do something with it. By Amalek, I saw the Shemeya Umafsid. So I became a Shemeya Viniska. Shmu Shoma Uba. The reason why he didn't originally come after Kriyas Yamsuf, he said, "What's my shaychus to Klal Yisrael? What's my vos habichta? What do I have to contribute? What do I have? I'm going to plug into this unbelievable am. I'm no shaychus." But from Amalek, he saw that you could take an inspiration, you could take an inspirational event, you could take a mekenzach onchapen in there. Grada Amalek Nebuch, look what happened to them. Meruba me the toivim me the peronis chomish me his palmin. But he saw the event is not just a story. The event can trigger an effect that everybody could plug in. And even Amalek plugged in. Nebuch the way they plugged in. They got short-circuited. but they plugged in. The house blew down. The house blew up. There was a major explosion. Palisade, California. Yeah, burnt down. Half the world burnt down with Amalek. Good. But look what happened. They plugged in. Imagine Mashmu Shama Vazik Kandoyftim. Memela, when Yisrael saw, when he came, and he saw something that went on by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hote Gizokt. He said, and guess what? He was in this car. It was Nitoisif Parsha Achas Pater because of him. A parsha in the Torah was added because of him. However, you learn the Chazal. Unbelievable things. That's Tosef the Pshat. Now, what was Yisrael's ha'ora to Moshe? What was the teretz to Moshe Rabbeinu's vort? Tosef Medaf and Ibelos, and I'm already out of steam. But Tosef Medaf is on Shabbos.